Welcome to Journal Club for October 30th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Just outside of Geneva, right near the border between Switzerland and France, is the charming little municipality of Meyrin. Population about 26,000. They've got some apartment buildings, some low-rise office parks, a few hotels, some restaurants, cafes, a train station. They've got the world's largest and highest energy particle accelerator. The LHC, CERN's Large Hadron Collider. If you're driving around, you won't notice the LHC at all because it's actually buried about 100 meters underground. This 17-mile track has been home to some of the most momentous experiments in modern physics. If you remember the race to identify the Higgs boson subatomic particle a few years ago, that was here. They did that. And that's just one of the types of experiments that the LHC does. The LHC is a particle accelerator, what's called a synchrotron, an evolved form of the cyclotron. Synchrotrons are built to accelerate particles to incredibly high speeds, smash them together, and let scientists study the bits and pieces, forces, and radiation that come out of those collisions. The way that scientists are able to study all of those things is through data. Inside a synchrotron experiment, everything that can possibly be measured is measured. And all of those measurements pour out of the collider and onto disk drives. And there are a lot of measurements. We're not talking about a thumb drive's worth of information, we're talking big data, all generated in an instant. And all that data needs to be processed for the scientists to be able to understand their experimental results. Today's paper is about how you do that, how you take an enormous amount of data and make some kind of sense out of it quickly and efficiently. This is, in effect, a system design paper about how software engineers working within and around particle accelerators can build large, high-throughput data processing pipelines to digest all of that information. Don't worry. For this episode, you don't need to know anything about particle physics, which is great, because I'm not a physicist. We'll be focusing on the software part, how that can be built, and how it works. We're not going to spend any more time talking about bosons and wavelengths. We're going to be talking about Hadoop, HDFS, MapReduce, Spark, and FastAPI. Okay, let's do it. First, what problem were the researchers trying to solve? In their words, quote, "Currently, there is no set of data processing solutions based on the big data technology framework for beamlines," end quote. In that context, beamlines refers to the highway of sorts that particles are following during an experiment and all the apparatus around that highway. So, in other words, they're saying that there's currently no proper big data processing pipeline available that can ingest all of the experiment data from a synchrotron. Now, I'm sure the engineers at CERN would take issue with that assertion, but let's go with it for now. Let's assume that wherever and in whatever context these researchers are working, it's true that for them, there's no turnkey big data processing pipeline available. So, in this paper, they set out to build exactly that. A system that could ingest massive amounts of experimental data and at least begin to run analysis on it. Over the course of this research, they built five key things: a distributed file system, a database layer, a resource manager, a distributed data processing pipeline, and a microservices cluster. Let's go into each one of these in more detail. Distributed file system, HDFS. At the heart of the system, the Hadoop distributed file system, HDFS, serves as the foundation for storing massive datasets generated by the synchrotron radiation experiments. HDFS is designed for large-scale data storage, distributing data blocks across multiple nodes and ensuring high fault tolerance through replication. This structure is crucial for handling the extensive data generated in each experiment, as it provides both storage scalability and robustness against node failures. Engineers designed HDFS to handle write-once, read-many scenarios, making it ideal for storing immutable, raw experimental data. In this architecture, HDFS serves as the primary data layer, allowing the system to scale horizontally as data volume increases. The setup also enables efficient data locality, meaning that computational tasks such as Spark jobs can process data directly on the node where it's being stored, minimizing data transfer times across the network. By centralizing data storage in HDFS, the team created a resilient foundation that supports the entire data pipeline's storage and retrieval needs. Database layer, HBase. To enable efficient, fast access to process results and job metadata, HBase was implemented on top of HDFS, providing a distributed, non-relational database that allows real-time read and write capabilities. Unlike HDFS, which is optimized for large-scale storage, HBase enables fast data retrieval without the need to scan through extensive file structures. HBase's integration with HDFS leverages data locality, ensuring that data is stored close to where it is needed. Furthermore, HBase supports version data storage, so different stages of process results can be accessed by the microservices, which we'll get into later, without affecting the integrity of the raw data in HDFS. This streamlines data management within the architecture. Resource Manager, Yarn. The team deployed Yarn, yet another resource negotiator, as the cluster's resource manager to streamline task scheduling and resource allocation across the distributed environment. Note that this has nothing to do with the JavaScript package manager of the same name. Totally different Yarn. Yarn serves as the operating system for Hadoop clusters, managing CPU, memory, and other resources to maintain a smooth workflow and maximize system efficiency. In this system, Yarn manages data flows between HDFS, HBase, and Spark, ensuring that tasks are allocated adequate resources and preventing potential bottlenecks in data processing. Yarn's job tracker allocates tasks based on available resources and node status, and its failover capabilities ensure resilience by reallocating jobs if a node fails. This flexibility is essential for running compute-heavy Spark jobs within the processing pipeline, enabling the system to balance workloads and handle peak processing demands effectively. Yarn's integration allows the data pipeline to operate continuously and efficiently, prioritizing tasks and minimizing processing delays through centralized, dynamic resource scheduling across all nodes. Data Processing Pipeline, Spark Dials. The team designed a high-performance data processing pipeline using Spark integrated with Dials. Spark, a distributed computing framework, provides the backbone for processing large datasets in parallel, offering APIs for batch and streaming data processing. Within this pipeline, Spark handles the core data processing tasks, including job execution across the cluster, data shuffling, and fault recovery, while Dials brings domain-specific algorithms essential for the particular type of data analysis they needed to run, you know, the physics stuff. Together, Spark and Dials automate the processing of beamline data stored in HDFS, transforming raw data into structured results ready to be retrieved from HBase. The Spark Dials pipeline is configured to operate in stages where each processing task is distributed across nodes and executed independently, leveraging data locality for maximum speed. This system architecture allows the team to scale processing capacity efficiently, using Spark's in-memory processing for faster analytics, while Dials ensures that complex computations are performed accurately and reliably. Microservices cluster. To enhance modularity, scalability, and maintainability, the whole system's functionality was divided into distinct microservices. Built with Fast API for high-performance RESTful APIs and Spring Cloud Netflix for service discovery, each microservice is responsible for specific tasks such as initiating Spark jobs, managing data access in HBase, or interfacing with the user layer. This modular approach allows services to scale independently based on demand and makes it easy to maintain or update specific components without disrupting the entire system. Fast API provides lightweight, asynchronous API capabilities, making each service responsive and efficient, while the Spring Cloud Service Registry enables dynamic service discovery, ensuring that microservices can communicate seamlessly within the cluster. By isolating tasks into specialized microservices, the team has created a robust overall system that supports rapid scaling, streamlined updates, and simplified troubleshooting for continuous data processing and storage management. To evaluate this new system's performance and scalability, the team conducted a series of tests focusing on processing speed and resource utilization across different configurations. Using a benchmark dataset, they compared the Spark Dials pipeline's performance on both local and yarn-managed cluster modes with varying numbers of CPU cores, 30, 60, 90, and 120. This testing methodology allowed them to observe the system's response to changes in computational load and its ability to scale effectively in a distributed environment. Key metrics measured included task completion times for core processes like spot finding and integration. The results revealed that the Spark Dials pipeline was consistently faster than traditional single-node dials, achieving over 3 times the speed in some configurations. Notably, as the CPU core count increased, the system's performance scaled proportionately, demonstrating that the distributed architecture successfully leveraged additional computational resources. Their analysis concluded that their integration of HDFS, Yarn, Spark, and HBase created a pipeline capable of managing and processing vast amounts of synchrotron data in real time. The results also highlighted the system's resilience, as Yarn's resource manager ensured balanced job distribution across nodes even under high load conditions. Additionally, the modular microservice architecture supported ease of maintenance and simplified scaling, as each service could be independently monitored and adjusted. This architecture not only met the current needs of synchrotron data processing, but also establishes a foundation adaptable to future innovations, such as integrating machine learning models for automated analysis. Now, you will most likely never have any reason to build a data processing pipeline for a particle accelerator, but I hope this episode has still been of some value to you, that it's given you a glimpse into how you can use Hadoop and Spark to process the data generated from your projects, regardless of what those projects might be, especially when the volume of that data is huge. If you'd like to view any of the diagrams of the system, please do download the paper. It also links to a GitHub repository if you want to view some of the code that they wrote. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.